Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, October 4th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War, your election headquarters. The countdown is on, nearly a month away. We got huge news coming up for you today. More moves happening in court right now to try to stop the steal. You won't believe what Democrats are doing. Actually, you probably will. But first, Donald Trump, the real president of the United States, the real leader, the real commander-in-chief, he's speaking right now in Georgia on the hurricane disaster, and he's taking questions from the press. Let's take it live. It looks actually as if he has just finished. Okay. Well, let's do this then, guys. I don't know if we can rewind this back in real time and just give people a taste of that. But Trump has been speaking for quite some time. It just so happens he finishes, of course, right when we pitched it. But Joe Biden did a press conference today. It was about 15 minutes. We're going to play that one for you. Kind of like Kamala Harris with her photo op press conference that was about 7 minutes. Totally staged. And now we know what Kamala Harris was doing when the first wave of relief and the first wave of response was supposed to be going on. Biden was at the beach. Kamala Harris was in San Francisco with a pre-planned fundraiser. But okay, she could have gone and prioritized the relief efforts. No, that's not what she did. We find out what she did do. And it just gets worse and worse. Not just the response, but as we learn more about the disaster. And it's just reaching this point where if we don't get information from the people, we're not getting information at all. And so I will probably open up phone lines again today and take calls from people in North Carolina affected by this, people in Georgia affected by this. Yeah. Let's just give a quick listen here to Donald Trump in Georgia, part of the relief effort again, showing up, delivering supplies, boots on the ground, doing more than Harris and Biden combined. And we'll come back and get into the rest of the news. But here's Donald Trump.
For having put out to the extent that they've had to, and it's really incredible. Some of the people that we met just now, Congressman Rick Allen, terrific person, Speaker of the Georgia House, John Burns, who's here, former Congressman Doug Collins. Where's Doug Collins? Is he around here? Doug Collins. What a nice guy he is. Oh, Doug, I haven't seen you in so long. You haven't changed. You look good. You look better, actually, if you want to. State Senator Max Burns, who's here, and District Attorney Barbie Christine. And we want to thank you, but we want to thank the people that are working so hard, and we're here in Evans, Georgia, to express our support, our love, and our prayers, and all of the communities, the suffering. It's not even believable when you look and you see the kind of suffering that's going on right now. But one of the biggest, question marks is the fact that there's so many people missing. I've never seen anything where so many, the numbers are so large of those that are missing, Governor, right? So that's something that hopefully they'll be found, and they'll be found very healthy, but it never looks great. Never looks great. Our hearts break for the more than 200 American families who have lost their lives already. Officially, 200, and that number, unfortunately, is going to be going up. It's one of the deadliest storms in American history. More than two dozen Georgians have died, including a 27-year-old mother and her two precious babies who lived not very far from McDuffie County, and father, a lot of people knew these people. They're great. As father and grandfather, I know that such sudden and tragic loss must be almost unbearable. Don't know how you can even take it. Loved ones all over your county, all over your state, and all over a lot of other states. You have Florida. Think of it. You have Virginia. You have South Carolina, Alabama, North Carolina, maybe hit the worst. North Carolina is so bad. Right. I want to thank.
So again, Trump addressing the hurricane disaster in Georgia today. By the way, you know what's happening tomorrow, don't you? No days off for Donald Trump. No days at the beach for Donald Trump. He's going back to Butler, Pennsylvania for maybe his biggest rally yet.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Until Election Day. And this is your election headquarters, the InfoWars War Room. And we do have some big election news today. As I've said, this election is not going to be decided at the voter booth. It is going to be decided in the courts. And there is a big legal battle ongoing right now. And when you see this, combined with all the other legal battles, you can answer the questions pretty simply. Why wouldn't Democrats want the SAVE Act to be passed? Because they want non-citizens voting in the election. Why wouldn't Democrats want there to be voter IDs required during elections? Because they want illegal votes to be counted. Why wouldn't the Democrats want voter signature verification during the election? Because they want illegal votes to be counted. I can go on and on. Now the Democrats are in court saying they want votes to be counted even if they've been made after Election Day. What? Yeah. Yeah. If there is a mail-in ballot that is dated after the actual date of the election, they're in court arguing that should still count. They're also now fighting in Georgia. Remember, Republicans recently got a victory in Georgia that the ballots had to be counted by hand. Well, now the Democrats are appealing that. They don't want there to be any votes counted by hand. Why wouldn't they want votes to be counted by hand? Maybe because they want to cheat. Maybe because they want to steal Georgia. Or I guess the most innocent explanation would be these are just lazy bums. And if they can't be bothered to lift a finger for the hurricane victims in Georgia, well, then they certainly can't be bothered to lift a finger to look at a piece of paper and count a vote. We don't want to ask too much of these people now. It's just an election after all. It's just a presidential election after all. We don't want to bother you too much to ask you to actually count the votes. I mean, sorry. So those are the two latest ones happening right now in the court system. But they don't even hide it. They talk about this on MSNBC. They file multiple lawsuits about this. So we'll get into all of that. But the latest news dealing with this hurricane relief It's all the same, but FEMA is kind of panicked. Even though it really doesn't matter. I mean, it really doesn't matter because nothing's going to happen to them and nothing's going to happen to Mayorkas. The Republicans won't even impeach him, those cowards. But no, they got caught and now they're lying, saying we didn't fund illegal immigration. And that's the actual White House press statement today. And we've got Corinne Jean-Pierre. And they say no FEMA funds have been used to fund illegal immigration. I mean, this is, you know, Mark McGwire never hit a 500-foot home run. Mickey Mantle never played for the Yankees. I mean, this is just ridiculous. Michael Jordan never dunked a basketball. Tom Brady never won the Super Bowl. Tiger Woods was never good at golf. And FEMA has never used any funds for illegal immigrants. And the press gaggle, 85% of them just total Democrat shills. And they just sit there and they just take it from that lying press secretary. Doesn't even bother them at all. Now, of course, we don't expect anything different from the media. O'Keefe Media Group has dropped their latest expose, and they've got MSNBC employees on camera admitting that the entire operation is all about getting Kamala Harris elected. The entire operation is about protecting Kamala Harris, not informing the American people, not telling the truth, just getting Kamala elected. So we'll play that for you, too. I do have, guys, I don't see it on my list, but I'm, if we haven't pulled in the Biden press conference, we can pull that in. But it's really short. It's about 15 minutes. They drug Biden out of the basement, and I guess they told him, hey, look, come on out, get out of bed. We need you to do a little work today. We'll give you an ice cream cone. Come on, come get an ice cream cone. Do it for the ice cream cone. And then once you're finished with your short little press conference with the scripted questions, then you can go back to the beach. We'll send you back over to the beach in Delaware and go have a nice beach weekend. What's the temperature in Delaware? Asks Joe Biden. Not what's happening to the victims. How many deaths are there? What can we do to help people? What do they need? It's, well, what's the temperature in Delaware right now? Is it a nice weekend for the beach? And he says, well, it's been brought to my attention that maybe we need emergency funds. He mumbles through like he couldn't care less. He's just totally energy drained. They have to force him up there. He's totally uninterested. We might have to get some more funds. It's been a week now. It's been a week. So nobody's really taking it seriously. And now it's more important to lie and cover up what's really going on than it is to actually help the people. So that's the message that you get. Now we got some other odds and ends. Let me just, I'm going to go back to the disaster, and I am going to open the phone lines, and I want to talk to other people on the ground because that's the only place to get information. The mainstream media ain't going there. They're not reporting on this. Biden and Harris, they're not interested. Harris did a brief photo op. Biden hasn't left the White House. He can't be bothered. They'll go do a photo op and then, you know, get right back on the airplane and go back. That's it. They can't even scrape up some funds. They can't even start a fundraiser. No. So what's really going on? We have more reports today about FEMA blocking the relief. And they're going to independent journalists as whistleblowers and telling them. Now they're going to members of Congress as whistleblowers and telling them. Now they're going to Elon Musk, who's trying to work with FEMA to get Starlink internet access. They're blocking him, and now he's got whistleblowers. It's bad. But what's really going on? And this is the Elon Musk. He says, text received this 20 minutes ago, this text. The level of belligerent government incompetence is staggering. Hey, Elon, update here on the side of Asheville, North Carolina, where they're trying to get the Starlink. He says, FEMA is both incompetent and stopping people from helping. How can I help? Asks Elon. And then, so the response is, it's true. They are now about to shut down the airspace to regulate the private choppers we are riding in to deliver Starlink and supplies. We are pushing back with Trump team as well to help us, but not looking good. So Trump's trying to help, they shut him down. Musk is trying to help, they shut him down. Private citizens are trying to help. If they have a helicopter, they get shut down. We need help to get the word out about FEMA. We spoke with Ivanka and handed out Starlinks with her yesterday, but FEMA then showed up and started blocking us. The largest concern for us here is the FAA throttling flights for our choppers, where they are requiring to from information and missing now to deliver a discrete code and mission now to deliver a discrete code. Doing this takes a long time and very cumbersome to the operations. This is the largest concern and most help we could use. I appreciate. So it's just totally insane. And then Pete Buttigieg, who's nowhere to be found on any of this either, steps in and says, oh, this isn't happening. Do you see how crazy this is? And it, look, most people that get politically active and get out into the scene have experienced something like this before. And it's one of the craziest things. It's one of the biggest Twilight Zone things you'll ever witness. When you're actually at an event, when you're actually there on the ground, and then you get home and you flip on the news and they tell you a completely different story. You ever had that happen? I've had that happen probably a dozen times just from being out on the scene and reporting on events, whatever. And then you get home and you turn on the news and they are just telling you a completely different story. Just a made up series of events or things that never even happened. And so that's what's happening with this FEMA deal is the people that are actually there trying to help. We took like four calls yesterday. I had a couple guests, so I couldn't get as many calls as I wanted. So I'm going to try to fix that and take more calls today. We had people calling in saying, yes, I've been trying to help. Yes, my friends have been trying to help. Yes, we're on the ground. The mission right now, if you're a private citizen trying to help, is to avoid the government. They'll shut you down. So it's all this bureaucratic red tape and paperwork. And here's Elon Musk. I mean, he's showing all the evidence. He's out here sharing his private communications, sharing the landing zones for these sites they're trying to get Starlink to, and they're getting waved off. And then Secretary Buttigieg, who's not involved at all, he's not doing a damn thing. Who knows what he's doing? I don't want to know what he's doing, but I know he's not helping. And then he just says, oh, no, nobody's blocking any aid. Nobody's stopping anyone from helping. Nobody's stopping it. It's not true. And it's just like I just take dozens of calls. I have dozens of videos. I've got private communications from Elon Musk who's trying to help. And it's all the same story. They're blocking it. Yeah, do you want to hear this from an eyewitness there? We'll just go ahead and skip over the election news. How about that? Let's just talk. Yeah, the Democrats are trying to steal the election. Okay, get it? Got it. Good. It's going to happen in the courts. That's what's going on. I've got the latest updates here. I basically told you the gist of it. They're bragging about it on MSNBC now. So we'll put that off. I'm into the hurricane coverage now. We'll do that later. We're just moving on. So here you go. Here's one guy on the ground talking about, again, I could play these videos the whole show. I just pick, like, okay, this one's the most hard-hitting. This one has the most information. I could fill the whole show with 3 hours of this stuff. And if it wasn't for X, and if it wasn't for citizens or the victims speaking out about this, you wouldn't even know what's going on. And they're all covering it up because they want to protect the Biden administration, protect Kamala Harris specifically, protect FEMA and their operation to fund illegal immigration instead of actually help the American people. It's the Federal Emergency Management, and all they're doing is settling and relocating illegal immigrants. That's now their main mission, and it's all on record. It's not like it's secret information. You can pull up all the headlines. We covered them all yesterday. Illegal immigrant shelter gets $20 million. Welcome Center gets $100 million. FEMA gives $600 million for this illegal immigrant cause. Another $500 million for this illegal immigrant cause. Spend about $150 billion, or excuse me, $1.5 billion. Spend about $1.5 billion from FEMA for illegal immigrants since the Biden-Harris administration started. And they just say, oh, no, that's not going on. No. They're arresting people who are bringing in supplies. Literally, they're confiscating emergency supplies. There's been rumors that they're confiscating funds as well. And then FEMA instead just puts out a public post saying, oh, there's a lot of hearsay going on. There's a lot of rumors going on. We need rumor control. Literally. That's the post from FEMA. We need rumor control. Hey, why don't you get off of X and why don't you get in a helicopter and start saving people? Why don't you stop funding illegal immigration, criminal border invasions, and why don't you go help some of the people? No, they want to address all the rumors. It's creating confusion. It's creating confusion. It's preventing people from getting the assistance they need. That's what FEMA is actually doing. FEMA is stopping people from getting the assistance they need. I'm sure I'll hear from more people on the phone confirming that. I'll go to this man right now talking about it in clip 7.
I'm going to have to stay off of social media because
I'm getting more and more angry. I got another one coming up. No, that's fine. That's fine. We'll go with the lady.
Every single second because more and more news is coming out about what is going on in the mountains, and it is getting worse and worse. I am about an hour away. We are so close, but yet feel so far. Everybody here is feeling helpless of what they can do to help. All the donations we are getting is not enough. But yet our government is saying, go ahead, keep going, community. Go ahead. Y'all are doing great. Go ahead. Now, you know what is asked of the community to get? Body bags. Freaking body bags. And now to find out that the government is coming in and actually just seizing the land and saying, no, this land doesn't belong to you anymore. We're going to bulldoze it all. We're going to take over it. All of your family members' bodies are just going to be washed away with everything else that we're going to do, get rid of with the bulldozer. Like, where is the humanity in all this? It takes a special kind of evil to be doing what they are doing in the mountains right now. They are hiding so much information from everybody that it is insane. The only way that we are getting it and actually know it's facts, because it's from friends of ours that are actually up there personally trying to help. The ones that aren't getting kicked out, though, because now that the National Guard is in there with their big old planes, they're saying that everybody with the smaller helicopters can get out. How are you with your big ass helicopters or airplanes going to get into these more rural areas? Why are you kicking out the people on ATVs that are going up mountains that you can't even get to? Why are you kicking out the people that have mules hauling in supplies to areas that the government cannot get to, but yet is telling the community to stand down? There's something very shady going on, and everybody needs to be made aware of it, and the message needs to be passed on so we can put a stop to this, if we can. The city of Chimney Rock, now completely washed away, that is the first city that the government has taken over. They've already had the town meeting last night and told everybody, y'all got to get out, and you cannot come back. And it's even more maddening that the news is spreading lies. Saying that we've only had a couple hundred deaths is absurd. The morgues are filled up. There are trailers bigger than people have ever seen before outside these morgues that are now filled up with bodies. There are bodies getting pulled out of trees. There are bodies getting found under trees. There's bodies everywhere. And you're saying, oh, it's just a couple hundred. No, it's not. Everybody is getting lied to. It is like a war zone over there. It's not something that is going to be fixed in a couple of hours. They are projecting that the power will not be back on till the end of January. There are people on those mountaintops that don't even have service or know how bad it is around them because they are so cut off from the world. There are people still stranded. All their neighbors' houses, their own house is gone. They're stuck on the top or side of a mountain because landslides happen all around them. It is so bad around here. I can't even say everything because there's just so much. Please spread the word. The government is lying to us. And the government is doing this. And it needs to stop.
I'm currently in Asheville, North Carolina with my company doing disaster security for a dialysis company. And we're also doing search and rescue for patients to bring them to dialysis so they don't die. This place is a war zone, people, and the military is not here. And the reason I'm pissed, because I was part of the operation during Hurricane Katrina. I was stationed in San Diego, and within 96 hours, we were in Louisiana. And these bastards are not sending the military here. There's so much destruction. There's no news crews here. That's why you're not seeing it. The American people should be angry at what our government is doing to this town. There are people hurting here. There are so many people dying. I drove past a young kids about 5 to 7 years old. They were brother and sister, and they were looking for their parents. We got them to a church. If you're not angry, you should be, because this is what our government thinks about us. They're not here to help us. We have to take care of ourselves. There's towns here that are self-policing. We drove into towns where the town folk came up to us and said, what are you doing here? So we're looking for patients. We're trying to get them help. And they welcomed us with open arms. This is bad, people. You're not here. It is very bad. We need water. We need food. We need clothes. I'm in a budget motel, and I'm very grateful, and I feel somewhat guilty that I have a roof over my head and a shower. And it's right across from the airport. There was a man that took off yesterday in his helicopter to go up in the mountains to drop off food. He landed and got arrested and said he was interfering with the government, a government operation. But there's no operations going on. I'm sick to my stomach that our government treats our American people this way.
Yeah.
And then when they get slapped in the face...
You and me both,
oh,
brother.
Here's $750.
We got more coverage coming up on the other side, folks. We're not going to let this thing go.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props. The Alex Jones Store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge. And I give you guys props for fighting through it all. And I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase. So keep it going, guys.
But let me just say this here right now to everybody. They are trying to shut down InfoWars on November 13th. Democrats are all over the Washington Post, New York Times, you name it. Leftists line up to buy Alex Jones InfoWars and auction and destroy the brand. Okay? It's everywhere. We can put those on screen. They want my social media. I'm fighting them in court. They're not going to get that, but it takes money to fight them. And work with other folks to set up the infrastructure to continue on and not miss a beat in case that happens. And if we do continue on with a good buyer, rolling the new operations in and just expanding. But I need your help, and I make it easy. I need everybody watching to go to drjonesnaturals.com, my dad's supplement company. He's the guy that came up with all the other great supplements we have. He knew we were going to be shut down 3 years ago, went and set up his own warehouse, his own shopping cart. And there's so many amazing high-end supplements at low prices at drjonesnaturals.com. We have immune support. Going into the winter, this concentrated tincture of all these key natural compounds boosts your immune system ahead of getting sick. You need to take it so you don't, or your immune system has a leg up. Get immune support discounted. DrJonesNaturals.com. The whole food multivitamin is all from concentrated whole food sources, so it's real vitamins your body absorbs. Everybody should be on that. Top Brain is a natural, high-quality compound of stimulants that gives you incredible clean energy without the letdown. Top Brain. Then there's Soreless, natural pain reliever at drjonesnaturals.com. Try it. You'll love it. Then there's Rocket Rest for your immune system, your body, your mental clarity, your focus. Sleep is so important. You take this herbal sleep aid, you will be blown away by the deep, clear, restful sleep you get. It's super strong Rocket Rest in stock, but a lot of this is selling out at drjonesnaturals.com. Cabachil isn't a depressant, but it gives you a relaxed clarity like a stimulant, but it's the opposite. It's amazing. Cabachil, even though it's selling out, is the big loss leader. 60% off right now. drjonesnaturals.com. We're about to sell out of Next Level Foundational Energy with our sponsor at drjonesnaturals.com. It is not a stimulant, but it's the concentrate breakdown of folic acid. That's why Popeye's strong, because he eats the spinach. Well, a lot of people can't absorb folic acid. It's the breakdown of that with a key compound of organic B complex and other compounds that supercharge and clean out your cells and gives you energy within 30 minutes with no letdown. Next Level Foundational Energy is the flagship product at drjonesnaturals.com. Then Fiber Greens. Look at this big giant bottle. A whole bunch of concentrated seed sprouts that have all of these super things in them and trace elements and just the life force that makes a whole plant grow, flushes out your guts, does incredible stuff for your immune system. Fiber Greens at drjonesnaturals.com. And then, of course, selling out Primal Youth. This is just over-the-top amazing stamina, libido, energy, all of it at drjonesnaturals.com. This is your chance to help us stay on air and get great products. Please take action now at drjonesnaturals.com. Now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
So FEMA is in narrative control now, and they're saying, well, they're addressing what they call a rumor. FEMA $750 Hurricane Helene relief money rumor addressed by agency. Rumor? Kamala Harris did a 10-minute press conference, and she's the one that said it. Now, I was reporting that on Monday when it was a rumor, and there were just reports saying FEMA is considering a $750 per person relief, but you had to fill out the paperwork. And then Kamala said it, and it became mainstream news, and everybody was reporting it then, $750 per person. And now they're saying it's a rumor. The Federal Emergency Agency said on its site last night that it is false that victims will get a single payment of $750. And then they say, well, its Serious Needs Assistance Program, which will provide $750 to cover essential items such as food, water, baby formula, and emergency needs. It's not very good when you're dead. is often approved swiftly after application. Often approved. So you need it. So often, not always, but you need it approved and you need to fill out an application. You're stranded on a roof. You're treading water in your house. But hey, we got $750 for you. Maybe if you fill out some paperwork. And that's them addressing the rumors. And then they say, well, there might be some other aid as well. Additional forms of assistance may also be available after applying for aid. May be available after applying. And then it goes through the process and the bureaucratic process and the red tape. And, you know, hey, look, they can't be bothered to lift a finger to help you. You really think they're going to be bothered to go through paperwork? And now Pete Buttigieg is scrambling around. Narrative controlling as well. He's nowhere to be found. He's calling Elon Musk. None of this is true. None of it's true. And Elon's like, hey, listen, here's my text messages. Here's my communications. Here's my landing zone. Here's my maps. Here's the LEOs I'm talking to. They're all telling me the same thing. They're there on the ground. Where the hell are you? You're nowhere to be found, Booty Juice. Nobody knows where Booty Juice is. My people are on the ground, and you're calling me and telling me they're liars. But see, this is really what it all comes down to. And man, did Donald Trump nail it during his speech and press conference today. I mean, said it as good as possible. And I'll kind of lead into that by saying, you know, I've thought about this. Now I'm hearing other talk show hosts, reporters, talking about this, reporting on this, concerned about this, and that is, how will this impact the 2024 election? It's a fair question. Those states are bound to be Republican states. Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina bound to be Republican states, but oh, now if they're without power or people can't vote, especially in the red areas, golly gee. Yeah, if all those Trump voters can't vote and only the Democrat areas can, wow, wouldn't that be something? Now, that might sound a little far-fetched, but come on. The Democrats have shown they'll stop at nothing to get Donald Trump out of their way, including trying to put a bullet through their head, trying to put a bullet through his head. So you really don't think they're considering that? Of course they are. Of course, all members of the Biden administration have thought about that. That's how evil these people are. Do not underestimate how evil they are unless you just want to deny what's going on right now with the relief. And that's the message here. And it's not even like I have to sit here and think, hey, let's not make this political, but it really is beyond politics. We're talking about a disaster that's claimed hundreds, maybe thousands of lives, and people's lives just completely upended, and you just can't even imagine. And that's what it's about. But then you look at the lack of care and the lack of response, you compare and contrast that to the attention to detail that illegal immigrants receive, criminal aliens receive, and it's flabbergasting. It'll make you completely irate and enraged that that's the treatment Americans get. And that's the common ground here. But Donald Trump was asked about the election and the voters. Perfect response in clip 13.
Say it. I'm not thinking about voters right now. I'm thinking about lives. And to be honest, it's much bigger than anything else, but we're thinking about lives, a lot of lives lost, a lot of people missing, and that's what I'd be focused on right now.
You know, this isn't new for Donald Trump either. He did go down to the ground on September 11th, 2001. He was there. He was working with people there. He was helping people there. He was donating there. He was there. He wasn't running for president. He wasn't doing a political stunt. He went there because he cared. He went there because he wanted to be there. And he used whatever resources and access he had in the development industry to help. So this isn't new for Donald Trump. But to sit here and watch the treatment that these Americans get compared to the treatment that the illegal immigrants get is just sickening and disgusting, and it tells you the larger story. And it tells you the future of the country if we don't correct course politically fast. Fast, as in 32 days from now. And we got to get Trump there. Now, I'll talk about the rally he has coming up tomorrow. InfoWars will have live coverage. We'll be live right here tomorrow with special guests covering Trump's rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. And I've got the list, very, very long guest list for this rally, very impressive guest list for this rally, very heavy with big names in the military. Like, I mean, true blue military guys. Guys that'll break through walls to save somebody's life. Guys that'll go through some of the worst situations you could possibly see just to lift Old Glory type of military guys. Not, you know, your trans recruiters, your anti-white liberal military chiefs. No, we're talking about like real military men. So long list of guest speakers, including Elon Musk. And, you know, Secret Service is talking about how they've stepped up security and they're going to, hey, guess what? They're going to make sure someone's on the roof this time. Wow. Go figure. They've expanded the security perimeter, all the other things. So Donald Trump is actually out there. Donald Trump is giving millions of dollars of his own money. He's giving his own time. He's out there on the ground helping deliver supplies. He's had multiple trips now. Joe Biden can't be bothered. He does a photo op and goes back to the beach. Kamala does a photo op, goes back to the beach. Or back to the campaign, or rather back to the podcast. By the way, it turns out that's what she was doing. So after her fundraising event in San Francisco, instead of going and getting involved in the relief, by the way, she's the vice president, in case you didn't know. You wouldn't know if you were following this campaign because she's running against the current administration, which she's a part of. But no, instead of rushing back to D.C. or rushing to the disaster area or anything like that, instead, she went on a podcast. What do you think the nature of the podcast is? It's called Call Her Daddy. Very nice. Very serious stuff. Kamala Harris taped explicit Call Her Daddy interview as Helene death toll rose. So she doesn't do real press conferences. She doesn't do real interviews. Her rallies are so small now, they don't talk about them or show them anymore or talk about the rally size. And instead, she could have easily rescheduled. She could have easily dialed in. No, she goes and does a podcast, Call Her Daddy, known for its graphic content. You can imagine, Call Her Daddy. No. That was her priority as people were dying in the hurricane aftermath. She wanted to go Call Her Daddy podcast. Very nice. Very good. That's how much they care. That's how much they care. And you want to see Biden's pathetic press conference today? You even want to bother? I think it was about 10, 15 minutes, so we can probably even squeeze it in before this break. Let's go to a mumbling, fumbling, stumbling Biden, and then he takes a couple of scripted questions at the end of it, guys. Go ahead and roll it.
Folks, good morning. State the obvious, over the weekend, devastating storms in
the
South.
At the beach.
I spoke for a couple hours with leaders yesterday affected by this hurricane, and Governor Kemp of Georgia, Governor Cooper of North Carolina, county officials in the Big Bend region of Florida, and other leaders in South Carolina and Tennessee about the broad and devastating impacts of Hurricane Helene. It's not just a catastrophic storm. It's
reading
a
off a teleprompter.
History-making storm. The entire Southeast and Appalachia. Damage from the hurricane stretches.
Yeah, we knew that. We knew that a week ago, jackass.
Winds over 120 miles an hour in some places.
Yeah, we all know that, jackass.
Storm surges up to 15.
You were
feet
on the beach.
And record flooding. Communities are devastated. Loved ones waiting, not sure if their loved ones are okay.
Just pull the volume down and let them, just let them keep talking for the sake of time here, because I don't want to go long. This is the press conference you should have done last weekend while you were at the beach. So here's Joe Biden pretending to be presidential, days late to the party. Days late to the party. It's like the game's already over. The handshakes are being had. The jerseys are being exchanged. The post-game interviews. And Biden shows up. He's like, all right, game time. Coughing and hacking his way through this deal. It's just a complete embarrassment. You're a week late, bro. You should have done this last weekend while you were laying out in the sun on the beach. Go ahead. Go back.
Right now, we will not do that at the risk of diverting or delaying any of the response assets needed to deal with this crisis.
It's already happening.
My first responsibility is to get all the help needed to those impacted areas.
Yeah, last weekend.
I expect to be there. Excuse me, I have a cold.
He's got a cold, guys.
I and my team are in constant contact with the governors, mayors, and local leaders. The head of FEMA, Deanne Griswell, is on the ground now in North Carolina. She's going to stay in Asheville and Appalachia region for the foreseeable future. There's been reports of over 100 dead and consequence of this storm, and there
it's
are
over
reports
200.
Of up
By
to
the
600.
Way, they went down to, Glenn Beck Show went down to find the FEMA center in Asheville, North Carolina, and what they found was that they're in an area that wasn't really that damaged. They're in an area where the victims can't even get access to, where they aren't even there. That was a video of him explaining what the whistleblowers told him, but there's another video where they actually went to the ground and they went to the emergency center and nobody's there, nobody's doing anything. They don't know what's going on. They don't know how people can get access to them. They're not trying to get access to people. So he's just lying about everything. But he's reading the script somebody else gave to him, and he's got a cold too. He wants you to know he's got a cold. Go ahead.
And assist in clearing debris and delivering life-saving supplies. So far, that's over 3,600 personnel deployed. That number is growing by the day. I quickly approved requests from governors of Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, and Virginia and Alabama for an emergency declaration. And I approved additional requests for the governors of North Carolina, Florida, South Carolina, and for a disaster declaration to pay for debris removal, provide financial assistance.
Why wasn't that done last week?
Directly to survivors. FEMA and the Small Business Administration are there to help the residents whose homes and business were literally destroyed, washed away, or blown away. And the federal search and rescue teams have been working side by side with state and local officials and partners in very treacherous conditions to find those who are missing. And they'll not rest until everyone's accounted for. I want to thank all the first responders and everyone who's been working around the clock. One of the brave teams who volunteered to be there is from San Diego County Fire Department, set to travel all the way from California to North Carolina to help. But on their way, they were in a terrible car accident in Louisiana. We pray for their full recovery, but it was a bad accident. We know there's more to do. We'll continue to surge resources, including food, water, communications, and life-saving equipment. We'll be there, as I said before, and I mean it, as long as it takes to finish this job.
Oh, let me close with this. He means it. That means he doesn't mean it.
I've seen firsthand the devastating toll that disasters like this take on families and communities. I've been on the ground in many disaster areas since I've been president.
Like what?
Excuse me. I've heard dozens of stories from survivors about how it feels to be left with nothing, not even knowing where or when to get back on track. I'm here to tell every single survivor in these impacted areas that we will be there with you as long as it takes. For the sake of yourself, excuse me, and your families, I urge everyone returning.
As people are stranded, dying, starving.
Listen to local officials and follow all safety instructions. Take this seriously. Please be safe. Your nation has your back, and the Biden-Harris administration.
Yeah, they can't get this message, Joe. No, they can't get this God message. They're all stranded on a roof.
And I'm thinking of those who are still wondering where your loved ones are. Thank you.
We need to supplemental to help the people in the Southeast, Mr. President.
Say again?
We need to ask Congress for a supplemental.
That's my expectation, yes.
You know, roughly how much you're thinking?
Not yet. It's been this historic storm. It's devastating. They've never seen anything like this before. And some of them are back-to-back, three storms in a row. So it's really, really devastating.
Would you have to ask been one storm. To come back for a special session to ask a supplemental?
That is something I may have to request, but no decision's been made yet.
Do you have a sense of where you'll go?
If it was funding for illegal immigrants or a foreign country, yes, they'd be here. They'd be there immediately getting funding.
North Carolina go down. And
but because it's just dirty Americans, they don't care. He does this weak press conference coughing the whole way through. He's got a cold.
You guys have traveled with me. You know, there's an entourage. It's this can be disruptive.
Can I ask you?
He's not going because it might be disruptive.
Is that disruptive?
I don't have any idea.
On another issue,
yeah, I believe
on the other
that.
Side of the world in the Middle East, it's our understanding.
I'm going to stick with this.
What's that?
I'm going to stick with this subject, but go ahead.
The fact that Israel may be now launching a limited operation into Lebanon. Are you aware of that? Are you comfortable with their plans?
I'm more aware than you might know, and I'm comfortable with them stopping.
All right, let's just pull this down. So you've now got Matt Gaetz putting out this to Mayorkas. They're just lying about everything, folks. It's really, I mean, Joe Biden doesn't even know what's going on. He's got a cold, though. Dear Secretary Mayorkas, yesterday you stated that the Federal Emergency Management, which is a part of your department, does not have enough funds to make it through the hurricane season. This news comes after FEMA has spent hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars on migrants due to border czar Kamala Harris's open border instead of prioritizing funding for American-impacted disasters. My office has been in contact with whistleblowers in numerous emergency management functions at the federal, state, and local levels. They all point to the same critical mismanagement issues. FEMA has wasted taxpayer funds, misappropriated funds, and left other federal, state, and local responders without deployment orders on the ground. Now, remember, that was multiple whistleblowers. They've gone to members of the press. They've now gone to members of Congress. They've gone to Elon Musk. So Biden says, oh, we're deploying all these people. Well, they got deployed, and then they're just sitting around. They're not actually being directed or allowed to help people. The only thing they're doing is if they see somebody else helping people, they tell them to stop. We have confirmed FEMA employees deployed on the clock, awaiting orders in hotels, so taking up hotels where victims need to go. FEMA pre-disaster aid was withheld, exacerbating the emergency. It is also public that NGOs have purchased airline tickets for migrants through the use of FEMA funds. That's right. That's why we don't have any money for Americans, because the non-citizens are a greater priority to this administration. They might vote Democrat in the next election after all. The aftermath of Hurricane Helene is a major disaster, and your waste and unpreparedness are leaving Americans in distress. Please provide answers to the following questions by October 11th. What policies and regulations of the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA prevent emergency funds from being wasted on illegal immigrants, including what conditions are placed on grantees of the agency? And of FEMA's total budget for the fiscal year 2024, what portion of funds can be guaranteed to have been spent solely on American citizens, and what portions of funds was or may have been spent on non-citizens? And in fiscal year 2024, what portion of funds in the Disaster Relief Fund have been spent on non-disaster relief programs, such as providing services to illegal aliens or providing routine training to FEMA employees authorized out of general appropriations? So again, Matt Gaetz sends that to Mayorkas. Now, is Mayorkas going to offer a response by October 11th? Is he going to delay? Is he going to filibuster, essentially? Because a lot of this information is already public. And Mayorkas has even made public statements talking about all the aid for the illegal immigrants. So this stuff is on record. He can't deny it. Gaetz is just looking for an official number from FEMA for the congressional record. And then Mayorkas needs to be called for a hearing probably to follow up and answer these questions too. But this is the absolute state of your federal government. Money for illegals and money for non-citizens and money for foreign countries and war. No money for the American after a disaster. Now here's Karine Jean-Pierre. She's told a lot of lies. Karine Jean-Pierre, actually famous for lying. One of the most famous liars in the history of America, and maybe the number one liar of all time as press secretary. This, though, is maybe top 10, top 5. Listen to this lie today in clip 10.
Former President Trump is accusing the Biden administration of using FEMA funding to support undocumented migrants. How is the White House responding to this?
I mean, it's just categorically false. It is not true. It is a false statement. And look, the fact of the matter is, I think Washington Post fact checker did a piece, and the headline recently, just moments ago, not too long ago, and the headline was, "No, Biden did not take FEMA relief money to use on migrants, but Trump did."
Oh. I mean, what do you even say? What do you even say? The Biden administration has used no money for illegal immigrants, but Trump did, says a Washington Post fact checker, says Karine Jean-Pierre. Just unbelievable stuff. Just over and above, over the top, ridiculousness, lies, hatred, disdain for the American people. Tell you what, there's only one thing that might make you more irate than that. I mean, that's just unbelievable, man. That's just dropping trowel and just peeing right on your face, not even hiding it, and just saying, yeah, isn't this great? Spring water. Maybe this clip of Lindsey Graham as we go to break is probably the only thing that might tick you off more in clip 9.
You can thank Donald Trump and Elon Musk for that.
You, but look, I've been going all over South Carolina like most people. I hadn't slept much. But look what's going on in Israel. Our friends in Israel are surrounded by people that want to kill them, destroy them, a second Holocaust in the making. And Biden says, be proportional. What is the proportional response to people who want to kill you?
Are you kidding me, Lindsey Graham?
They're running out of ammunition.
You're a disgusting. You are a disgusting person. You are a traitor to this country. Well, I know the Hurricane Helene. Well, what about Israel? What about it? Screw you. Go to Israel.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bodies is back in stock, and frankly, it's a miracle. It is a miracle that Bodies is back in stock because we didn't know whether or not we were ever going to be able to even order inventory again after some of the more recent court hearings. Now, InfoWars is still thriving, still alive, but in a very vulnerable position, a very precarious legal position right now. So we need you to support us as soon as possible by going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing any of our products, but especially Bodies, which is one of our flagship, most popular products for good reason, too, because this formula is amazing for anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, joint support. I have specifically used Bodies to help with arthritis that I have in my right ankle, arthritis that I have in my left hand. This is an amazing anti-inflammatory supplement that is great for your joint health. And frankly, if Joe Biden was taking Bodies, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be walking around like a 2x4. I think he'd be walking around like a gymnast at this point. But obviously he's not taking it because he can barely go up the stairs. And if you're feeling a little stiff or a little disjointed, for lack of a better term, then please consider getting Bodies whole body support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not only are you investing in your own health, your own anti-inflation, your own joint health, your own joint support, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air at this particularly precarious time in InfoWars history. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that humanity itself is under attack, but we are going to stay on the air for as long as possible, and it's only possible because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, invest in your own anti-inflammatory support, your own joint support, your own bodily health, while simultaneously keeping InfoWars on the air in this fight for humanity against the globalist New World Order leftist trash that we're faced with every single day. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Bodies today.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.